Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome back. What am I doing? This is a report of the week. How's it going? Three things. First, main highlight. What is the main highlight of your day? Drop it in the comments. Second, you know, what's the main frustration that you complained about? Again, just privately, whatever. You can't reveal nothing too confidential. And then secondly, you know, so highlight frustrations, and then what did you do about it? Or, you know, leave something funny to kind of lighten things up. What was something that you found today? What event? Did you run into someone, a good old friend of yours, that was uplifting, and then you guys cracked a joke, and you know, maybe you want to tell and share that. Anyways, this is Project Jira. Rishabh here, another video podcast. In real life, plus slice of life combined together, mishmash to create this VR, authentic VR, you know, real life responsibilities, money, finance, health, all the domains of life. Combined with, you know, creation, content creation, self-improvement, self-help, and all that kind of interesting stuff. So with that being said, today, for what I have to share as a highlight, right, for this particular video episode is what I'm holding here, of course, thumbnail. I know it's intermission scene right now. I do want to mention something very briefly, which is before we get to the stuff here. And what you see here is like security camera. There's like a what is this, a plier, and there's a lot more stuff here as well. We're just going to cover some things that we really need to cover, because we recognized some things that we need to purchase for our new residence, and some news on that. That's some good news, so we'll get to that in this video, but not in too much detail, because you know, it's probably enough to be its own separate video, of course. Before that, quickly, I just had to get into the habit, and I have to mention this, that it's been like at least a month since I've started updating. Like just right now, before this video, I updated the link for the dialogue, the chat box, which is the YouTube chat box right now for a live stream. So if you guys ever want to drop a comment, it's always going to pop up over here, and then it'll show up during the video recording. So if you guys want to say hi, feel free to do that. Anyways, that's something worth mentioning, is a production thing. So let's switch over to, and by the way, thank you for all of you guys who have supported this project through and through. I noticed that there are, you know, every couple days or weeks, there's like a new subscriber and stuff like that. So thank you to my supporters. Okay, for those of you who are not bots. Okay, so let's go. Let's cover today's stuff. Again, if there's anything relatable, I should say, you should also share that. That's not just a highlight or something that you want to vent or something funny, but something that's directly related to whatever I'm sharing here. If you want to talk about, you know, this brings up some purchase you made for home security, because we're going to be talking about that. Something about your own personal security that comes with handy tools and stuff like that. Maybe you're a carpenter. And then more food and receive some purchases. Feel free to also leave your thoughts. So, or share your life stories and experiences that you had recently or in the past. So the first thing I think, when I'm going to put this down here, and I'm going to show on the side here, I came back really late to this residence. So sorry for the nasty haircut right now. I feel like it's not a haircut at all. It's just really disheveled. So you see all this stuff here looks like a huge pile of mess. And I just want to contrast that with how beautiful the backdrop looks now. I finally cleaned the floor and I feel amazing. I remember that the previous episode did cover, I wanted to get rid of all that crap on the floor, and I absolutely did, and it feels amazing now. So I covered that video like 3-4 days ago. I didn't get to it yet, still haven't uploaded it or scheduled it over on Spotify, but you guys will get it. This is obviously a month in advance for you guys, but the floor is now really crystal pristine clean. I've wiped it down with laundry detergent, some sort of Lysol, and then use some old socks that they're washed, but you know, socks that have holes in them, and I just like rubbed it all down. The paint's gone, the plastic and trash is all gone, and then I put the bag on, and wow, the cart looks amazing. It's like just this pristine black cart right there, jet black. Really, really great paint job. Looks really good. Something I'll definitely be using shortly when I start moving stuff again. So the main highlight, however, is supposed to be this, and I just wanted to mention that because there's a main contrast here. between that and this, and you can see there's a lot of, I guess, content we want to cover right now. So we'll start off with the wrench. Let's see, change things up a little bit, face this direction. So we have, first of all, no, it doesn't make sense. Let's not do that. We have this Dollarama. I never thought I'd be. No, I did think so. I thought that last year they had these like steel wrenches, stainless steel wrenches, for like $4. And it was during the summer, obviously. You know, it's a seasonal item for sure. Most of the things in Dollarama are seasonal. Oh, I can't say that. That's not true. But basically, I missed my chance. And I always feel like, you know, for my personal security and safety, I always carry something that can be, you know, used as a form of self-defense. You can't carry, do not like carry weapons. Don't do that. No knives, no anything that's like a projectile stuff. But make sure that you do have something that's just like some wires to a tire. Someone, I always feel like that's a little bit paranoid. Coming from my perspective, I do have, I've disclosed a disorder related to a subvariant of post-traumatic stress. Having to do with long-term domestic abuse and neglect and stuff like that. Anyways, that was long as well. You can find it somewhere in the catalog. I don't want to talk about it. The point is basically, I do carry stuff that's, basically going to provide some sense of stability. And I felt like I never had a blunt thing that I carry with me. So this is what this is about. And, you know, I've never used it in anything before. And it's not really intended to be, I guess you could say, I'll use the word, but WEAPON. I don't want to say it because it'll probably be censored, but anyways, we don't have to be PC about this. Basically, you know, be wary that you should be able to defend yourself at all times. But most people probably won't have this kind of feeling. And I will never use this, but carrying something like this with me is like, provides me a sense of stability. I remember my biological father would always tell me, like, he would brag about this to me all day long, every lecture, every weekend, he'd, you know, 6-hour lecture about how he carries like steel tip boots and a home run aluminum bat in his car and stuff like that. And he'd be like, you know, you gotta do the same thing and stuff like that. So really dysfunctional teachings, but you can tell that it's impacted me in a certain way. The irony is, I feel like I need this kind of stuff to protect myself from him and other people who behave like him, which is unfortunately kind of a common thing nowadays. As of the past year, I don't know what the fuck happened the past year, but I feel like I said, I feel like it's like Twitter warriors are going to work. My cousin says it's the TikTok generation is going to work. My sibling says something else. We don't know. I don't know. But that's what it is. Really outspoken. I don't know why it is, but you know, that's the kind of stuff that makes me feel like, oh, I'm never going to use it, but the point is, I'm carrying it. So that's probably the main highlight, I think, of this video. I probably shouldn't be disclosing something like that. I can say that without question, nothing like that's going to happen. I've never actually gotten into a physical altercation, ever happening, but you can tell that it's definitely affecting me. So what I want to showcase next is a security camera, a dummy security camera that I purchased as a duplicate to the one that I have right there in the closet. You can probably see it very vaguely. No, you can't see, the contrast is all dark, but there is a motion sensor light over there, right there. And next to it is actually a black security camera. It's exactly the same model as this one, except the one being showcased on the box right now is silver. Long story short, I want to install this into my storage unit, and then I'm going to take this one here in the closet and take it off, right, and install it into my new residence. So speaking of new residence, and okay, by the way, it's a $4 this, and this wrench here, it's like, I say it's a wrench, it is a wrench, right, but they call it a adjustable, lockable, C-clamp, lockable pliers. I guess it's not a wrench after all, because it does have this kind of handle. And it costs for like $4.50. This one here costs for like $4.50 as well, for $4. And it says LED light dummy security camera. they have a new model that looks more realistic. It's kind of like the cylindrical, the semi-dome shaped ones that actually sticks out on a handle. And looks a lot more realistic, I suppose. But even so, I chose this one because I like just the general design, and it's black. So I like black because it's just more obscure. You don't really want your security camera to kind of just stick out there all the time, depending on your purpose. Anyways, although the silver one probably would have matched better with the storage unit. Long story short, I decided to buy one of these. It's $4. I bought one of these before. I didn't have to scan it again. There's a notch down here for the color, and there's a description here. It says requires, you know, AA, AAA batteries, so on and so forth. So, if I open it, I can, in fact, and showcase you what it looks like. Usually I scan everything, the product, the package, but I've already done that with the previous camera that I had that was exactly identical as this one, so I'm going to do it again. So I pull it out, there's a bubble wrap, and inside is the camera. The security camera looks like this. Right, you can see there's that kind of wired. There's like a cover here, which you can pull off, and then it reveals double the compartment for the batteries. And then in the front here, you can see the LED lights. Of course, only the middle really functions. The rest is just for show. Again, this is a dummy camera, for example. I have real cameras installed. I have dummy cameras as well. So you can't really distinguish between each. That's deliberate. You don't really ever want anyone to be able to tell which one's a real versus a fake camera. So that's that. And then on the inside, there's some like tools, like screws, as well as a security system installation, CCTV logo here, just to deter intruders and so on and so forth. So that's what that's all about. And like I said, there's like screws in here that you can use to install everything. So I'm just gonna stick this back inside and let's see what else we got. How loud is the music? 70, jeez. It must be blasting right now. And I can't tell because I don't have the earphones on. The last thing I want to cover right now, and I noticed that the video is probably too long, the video podcast, so I'm going to kind of break it up in two. Because this is all physical stuff that's not food related, and that's quite a bit to cover, especially since we already covered down there the cleaned up floor. Hardwood floor, got the paint all wiped up, all the dust, all the crap, all the paper towels stuff, what it looks like before after. We'll probably take the camera and we might even move the car closer right now after this video, not before the video ends, sorry. Next thing I want to cover also was 1, 2, 3. Oh, here's the other security camera, by the way. Yeah, we have to fill that one up. Give me a second. Right, the last thing we want to cover before this video podcast ends is this kind of carpet thing that I purchased. This is the largest item I purchased today. I didn't intend on buying it. The main highlight, I mentioned I would allude to it today, near the end of this video podcast, guys, is basically I have been approved. I'm very happy to say that my application for human traffic domestic abuse has been approved by city. Helps that I was able to create an article, and then my caseworker, who's been fantastic, has provided an adequate interpretation that was able to pass over to the caseworker, to the government, and then, you know, there's all the liaison and you know, fulfill the criteria. I'm getting through, so good stuff. Obviously, no, I'm not revealing any private details, just kind of very vaguely, oh, here's a caseworker, here's with the government, here's with the association, wrote an article, pulled up a timeline of events, and yeah, and then things got approved. I seriously believed it would not pull through, because, you know, generally speaking, maybe, you know, my caseworker has mentioned to me, you're quite pessimistic, aren't you? You're you really don't think it's gonna work. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, the timeline doesn't really seem to work out right. There's a really crucial limit, which is like 3 months time. It doesn't matter if you've been tortured for two decades, like 20 years long, if it's even just past the 3 month mark. Basically, the city will barely even touch your case at all. They'll just discard it and tossed it aside because it's no longer relevant. It's cold, it's cruel, but that's how the world works, because honestly they have an overwhelming number of cases and they don't have enough resources to supply everyone, so that's just the cutoff. Yeah, and you know, knowing that certain events that happened, which I can't disclose because of private details and stuff like that, long story short, I really did not think the case would go through and be successful, but it was successful. So long story short, it means that I now have a place, or tentatively speaking. I'm actually gonna go tomorrow to check out. I've already seen the exterior, but now I get to see the inside. And I'm very, very blessed and thankful again to my caseworkers, to my supportive network, professional network, for doing what they've done, as well as the, you know, numerous friends and so on and so forth who have brought me through this process, even just emotionally and socially speaking. Some of them have provided even financial means. Like one of them is just he's like a fellow volunteer of mine. We've known each other for at least 7 years. And you know, like a lot of my friends are basically like really old, they're like seniors. I've always been able to get along with people who are much older than I am. Not so much with people my age, and so that's not surprising, I suppose. And I'm so blessed and thankful for that. So long story short, because of the new residence, I had to think today, you know, oh, all that storage and I mean all that security stuff that I'm installing into my storage unit that I rented out, I've also got to do something even more important, which is install security features into my new residential, my new place, my what I might call a home, you know. And it looks really good, I think, from the outside. Let's find out tomorrow what it looks like on the inside. So I never really do think I need something like this, but then this just feels like one of those accessories that you just, it's like decorative. I'm not a big fan of decorative stuff unless it's like purely aesthetic after you've taken care of all the basic necessities, right? It's like a low priority item. And especially if things need to be cleaned, which, you know, a doormat like this where you put your shoes on, that's why I decided to buy this. You know, it's like, I don't really need stuff like this, because especially if you put your shoes on here, it gets dirty, you got to clean it once in a while. But I figured, no, it makes sense, because sometimes I'll have guests over, and while I would just put plastic bag and then put my boots, my safety boots on top, or my shoes, running shoes or whatever, when my guests come over, who knows, you know, I still have to make sure that I accommodate for the fact that there will be visitors once in a while, that I will bring people to my place, my home. I guess you could say my home now. I don't know if you call it home if I haven't seen it yet, interior, but that's what it is. So and I guess to mark that occasion, I bought something that was specifically kind of home-like. You know what this reminds you of? What this reminds me of is like, you know, you step, you open the doors, and then the first thing that welcomes you is a doormat saying welcome home. So obviously mine doesn't say that, but you know, it's just it's something. It's something. You open the doors, you step in. It takes me back to about like a decade ago when I was out in the outskirts. It's like a rural city, a Kitchener-Waterloo, you know, I had a place that for the first time in my life I would consider a home. So that's what this is. And now I have potentially a place, I can call that, and I'll be financing it myself this time, so it'll feel even more legitimate than even in Waterloo. Anyways, cotton rug, says Dollarama, $5. At first, what caught my eye, I didn't actually go in intending to buy it, right? Like I said, the main reason I went to the dollar store and I felt the compulsion to buy something was because I needed the security features installed into my new place, my new crib, which I'm going to check out tomorrow in the interior. But basically, security alarms, video footage, you know, security cameras. And then instead, along the side, I also saw that there was this mat, and it caught my eye because red, black, gray, you know, the colors of what used to be the Outer Project, now Project Jira, and now just kind of like slice of life. It didn't really have a concrete moniker to it, you could say, but slice of life how to in real life. This is kind of like a grandpa's slice of life. That's what I was trying to say. Anyway, so that's that. And you know, cotton rug, $5. And you've turned to the back here. This is the last I'm going to show for this video. But basically 20 by 32 inch, 20 by 60, 20, they had these dimensions here. This is the smallest one, I believe, 20 by 32 inch. They have one for 48 by 72, three times as large, wow. Anyways, style number, nothing. Machine wash in cold water, use mild detergent, do not bleach, tumble dry low heat, do not dry clean, 100% cotton surface, lavez à machine à l'eau froide. Utilisez un détergent doux, ne pas stabiliser, sécher pour courbe. Coulbutage à basse température. Devant. I just fucked up everything. It's just French. Made in India. Fabriqué en Inde. Fabriqué en Inde. Number CL40. Why am I reading this? Basically, I haven't scanned this. This is the only thing that I haven't scanned yet of today's purchase that I need to scan. And I'm going to take this off, hold off these like plastic plugs after scanning it. There's also this kind of coat hanger. I guess all that's garbage. Just recycle. And then the mat. So what have we covered here today? The three items that I purchased, right? So the security camera we're going to take out, obviously, and the cardboard box can probably be recycled. We'll just keep the bubble wrap with the installation screwdrivers and a camera. And then we'll keep also, by the way, the packaging for this plier or wrench, if you want to call it that, is already removed. Lovely mechanism here. You can, by the way, spin, you know, it's one of those adjustables, right? So you pull, if you keep spinning this and rotating, it pulls the bottom clamp further out, and then you can see there's a gap now. And if you pull it closer, it closes the gap, and moving closer to the camera, so you can see that's how it works. So you tightens and loosens, and eventually just kind of clicks, and at some point doesn't click. So these three items here, any of the packaging, the box and stuff is recyclable. I will toss it in the recycling bin, of course. And then and then there's packaging for this, I'll toss it in the garbage. As for the items themselves, most of it's gonna go to storage temporarily. I'm gonna bring it to storage because right now I haven't signed the lease yet for the new place. Although it was an amazing email, I received it, and my caseworker wanted to break the news to me. He's like, "God damn it, they called you already, you already know." It's like, yeah, I was like really excited. I was just kind of in shock. I was like, oh, I can't believe I actually got this. Because the email came in, and the email said, it literally said, choice-based offer, winner. Basically, the headline of the title was winner. Because it's like a rolling, it's like a competition, you know, basically, of applications based off of prioritization and date of application. So, it really was like a lottery draw, and said winner. And that's not how I received the news. Actually, I received the news because I was anticipating calls, right? So I picked the call, and the guy on the other side, you know, let's just say G, because he's an OG. So, great guy, just picks up. He's like, you know, very stoic, and he's like, "Is this so and so? This Rishiv? This Zhirovsky?" I'm like, "Yes." Speaking, and we go through it. Like, I was in the library too, and so I was like, "Oh, I'm in the library, I can't speak too much. Can I call you back in about 10-15 minutes? This is super important to me. I'm not gonna miss this call." And he could sense a bit of my desperation, so he's like, "Oh, yeah. He's trying to think, "Oh, okay, chill out, buddy." So that's how that went down. And yeah, it's not really the best impression, you know, you don't. But again, this is it has a bit of a leniency here because the application is based off of, again, the case is human trafficking and domestic abuse. So, all right, good stuff. And so that's kind of why I had to cover that. That stuff goes to storage temporarily. If I sign the lease tomorrow, if it's a lease signing, I can just move in the stuff immediately. If not, then I'll put in storage. Okay, so that's great. And I think that's what I have to cover. Let's move on to the side here, by the way, and just say that, you know, there's all this stuff here that I still want to cover. That'll be for the next video. But the main highlight there, again, also in addition to the clamp, is over there. You can see that kind of cart. Hold on. Let's move it closer. Okay. So it's really nice. It's a nice jet black. It's done painting. I wish I could bring it closer, but if I did that, I feel like I would have to sort of recall. Oh, there, move to the side here. You can see the back a little bit better. That's as close as we're getting. That would make me seem weird. It's like covering my face now. All right, that's it. So that's it. That's clean. The cart is looking great. We got the clamp down. We got a rug now. And the next video will cover food. So look forward to that. The next day for me, I'm recording it right now. So I'll see you then. And yeah, it's good to check in once in a while. So peace out. Anyway, switch scenes. Let's get into the habit of switching scenes here. Okay. Yeah, see you guys in the next one. Peace.